The head of the Royal Commission into Trade Unions, Dyson Heydon, will judge himself today. After a week of deliberations and several delays, he'll finally decide if he is to step down from the role. Seven unions have demanded his disqualification over perceptions of bias. Tragedy has struck a young family in Brisbane. A three-year-old boy has died in a house fire. His parents have life-threatening injuries, and two other young children are also being treated in hospital. The blaze broke out at a block of units in the southern suburb of Beenleigh at around 10 last night.
So mum has some serious injuries, critical injuries, and as along with the four-year-old boy. Dad has some serious burns, and the one-year-old has fared okay.
Melbourne police have arrested a man following a series of arson attacks overnight. The suspect allegedly set three cars and a vacant house on fire in the northern suburb of Meadow Heights. When fire crews turned up, he allegedly threatened them with an axe and tried to set their truck on fire. They turned their hose on him and he was later arrested. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has called on more nations to join the air campaign against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. She says the action is needed to end the fighting that's causing tens of thousands of refugees to flee to Europe.